Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address. That address is mvpinsurer.us. That's mvpinsurer.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, it's the middle of motorcycle riding season here in the Midwest, with more and more people opting to use two-wheeled modes of transportation for the fuel economy and for enjoyment of being on the open road. It's important to keep safety in mind when riding your motorcycle, as it is statistically riskier than driving an automobile. Now, according to a pamphlet created by MotorcycleRoads.com, motorcycle accidents have a 30% higher fatality rate than automobile accidents. And again, if you go to our website, mvpinsurer.us, lower middle of the landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance, it'll bring you to our blog. Happy to be listening later on. Just in the upper right search archive, type in Motorcycle Riding Tips 2023, and it will bring you to the blog post associated with this podcast with a link to the pamphlet from MotorcycleRoads.com. A lot of interesting information having to do with motorcycle safety and fatalities and accidents and all kinds of different stuff. Lots of good safety information if you are a motorcyclist. So be sure to check out that pamphlet that I've got a link to on today's blog post. Now, with this in mind, we wanted to share some safety tips we found in an article from Consumer Safety to help you when you are out riding your motorcycle or even as the driver of an automobile sharing the road with motorcycles. So this is information that if you don't ride a motorcycle, it may be good to have as you're driving an automobile or driving a pickup truck or driving a commercial vehicle when it has to do with motorcycles. So just some interesting information. So not only if you're a motorcyclist, but also if you're an automobile driver that you're out on the road, sharing that road with motorcyclists. Now, the first tip I have for you is have a cycle license. You're required to have either a motorcycle license or an endorsement on your driver's license in order to legally operate a motor vehicle. The requirements to get a license or endorsement varies from state to state. Check your state's website for more information. Now, here in the state of Michigan, we have a motorcycle endorsement, so it'd be an additional endorsement that would be on your driver's license. So there isn't a separate motorcycle license. Now, there is a road test that you have to take and a written test. So it's similar to getting a driver's license, but it would be getting an endorsement on your license. Now, if you take a class or a course from the Motorcycle Safety Foundation, many insurance companies give a discount for taking that. So if you've been riding cycles for a long time and you just need a brush up, I recommend that you take one of these Motorcycle Safety Foundation classes because you could get a discount on your motorcycle insurance by taking it, on top of having the refreshed knowledge of what to do when riding your motorcycle. The second tip I have for you is wear protective gear. Make sure that your helmet is DOT certified, that's Department of Transportation certified, verifiable either by a sticker or a painted symbol on the helmet to let you know that your helmet is DOT certified. You know, you go on eBay, you go on Amazon, you know, they sell helmets. Make sure you get a quality helmet from a name brand that you're familiar with. You know, you go on Amazon, you go on eBay, you see these really cool helmets, but they come from outside of the country. They aren't up to the same standards as Department of Transportation. So they may not have that DOT sticker on it. And in case of an accident, that helmet may not be able to protect you as a DOT certified helmet would. Just because, again, their requirements and tolerances when creating that helmet aren't up to the DOT standards. If they were up to the DOT standards, they would have a sticker or they would have a symbol painted on the helmet. So make sure that your helmet is DOT certified. You also want to make sure that it fits correctly on your head. The helmet should be snug but not binding and should sit straight on your head. So it shouldn't wobble back and forth on your head. You know, when you're out riding, that's all you need is for that helmet to come down over your eyes or pull back on the back of your head, jerking your neck back. Make sure that it fits correctly. Now, you should replace your helmet every 5 years or so, as the foam liner and other components can break down over time. If inspecting your helmet, you see that there's a crack or a severe scuff on the helmet, replace it immediately. I just think of the scene from Police Academy 2 where Tackleberry is in the locker room and he's using epoxy to fix a crack in his helmet. Yeah, in a case where you would have a crack in your helmet and you're a police officer, you would be turning that in to the department and requesting a new one. You wouldn't go and use epoxy to fix a damaged helmet. Because with a crack in the helmet, the integrity and safety of that helmet has been compromised. So definitely if there's a crack or a severe scuff on the helmet, replace it immediately. Next tip I want to share with you is a pre-ride checklist. Inspect your motorcycle before heading out on the road. Check to make sure all the cables and hoses are secure. There are no leaks anywhere. Check the brakes and signals. And of course, check and top off any fluids. If you notice that you've got brake fluid leaking or hydraulic fluid leaking, or you've got a oil stain on the concrete of where you're storing the bike, obviously those are all things that need to be taken care of. Check the signals. Make sure that your the bulbs and the signals are working correctly. Check your throttle to make sure that your throttle's not sticking. Obviously, you want to do all this stuff so that when you're out on the road, something doesn't happen. Just a pre-ride checklist. Go around the bike. Make sure everything's good before you get out there. That way, it'll help prevent any potential issues down the road when you're out on the open road, I should say. Next tip is be aware of your surroundings. Of course, obey all traffic laws, but also be aware of the vehicles around you at all times. Other drivers on the road may not be able to see you, so be sure to keep your distance and leave enough room to maneuver in case a vehicle pulls out in front of you or into your lane. You also need to be aware of potholes, debris in the road, so your head needs to basically be on a swivel, making sure that you're aware of what's going on around you at all times as you're riding down the road. The last tip I want to share with you is watch the weather. Inclement weather will make motorcycle riding conditions much more dangerous. If you have to ride in inclement weather, adjust the way you ride to prevent any potential accidents. So if it's raining and you have to go out, just take it slow, take the corners slow, just be very, very careful, avoid any puddles if at all possible. Just be very, very careful. If it is bad weather out and you don't have to take your bike out, don't. Just stay home or use your automobile to get around. So be sure to watch that weather. Now, of course, we want you to read the full article from Consumer Safety with more tips on keeping you safe while out riding on your motorcycle. And then also, I tell you, that pamphlet from MotorcyclesRoads.com is fascinating. I don't ride motorcycles. I would be interested in riding one. But the information that the pamphlet has as far as statistics and other things having to do with motorcycles and accidents and whatnot is very, very fascinating, even for a non-writer like me. So be sure to check that out. And of course, like I said, you need to check out the full article from Consumer Safety with many more tips on keeping you safe while you're out on the open road. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt, and if you are a motorcycle rider, I hope you are enjoying this wonderful season that we're having so far this summer. But above all, be safe while you're out on the roads. Take care.